Hi, this is Tom Priest with Cobra Golf, and you're listening to Golf Better at EdwinWattsGolf.com.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 58. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brissell. Thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time subscriber to the show, we're glad you're with us. Kenny Nicholson sitting in with me across the desk. And, Kenny, we've got somebody cross-country, another special guest we heard on the lead-in.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the Vice President of Cobra Golf Research and Development, Mr. Tom Priest, joining us today. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Real quick, if you could tell us a little bit about your role with Cobra Acushnet. What do you do there?
Okay. Well, I manage the research and development department here. I've been in this role for about 8 months, and previously I've been with the company for about 5 years. Previously, I was in more of a marketing function, running the custom fitting program and our staff program. Actually, I've been in the industry for about 16 years. I was with a competitor in an R&D role for 8 years, and also doing some marketing for them as well.
Yeah, we talk about custom fitting requests, something we talk about all the time on the show, how important that is to the consumer. And you've been in that role before, so you know firsthand how important it is for somebody to be custom fit for a set of golf clubs.
Got some new products out there, new drivers, new irons, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our ZL driver and our S2 irons and our S2 forged irons.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that? You mentioned the new ZL driver, which is causing a lot of buzz. Can you talk a little bit about the development cycle of that driver?
Sure. Well, we just started shipping the product this month. It was in development for a couple of years, and I guess you could say it builds on what we've learned with other multi-material designs, but this is really a whole new driver design for us. It's really nothing like our previous L4V or L5V. So it's been in development for a couple of years, but it's really taking what we've learned in the past and really applying kind of a new design approach to a new product.
Yeah, how about the features and benefits with the driver? That's something that spikes everybody's attention. I know a little bit about it, just, you know, having seen the product and read everything that I need to know about. I'm excited. I think a lot of the consumers out there are going to be very excited as well. Can you talk a little bit about the features and benefits?
Absolutely. I think the first thing golfers are going to notice is just the look of the product. It has a very premium look, and it looks, you know, very good top down, very square face angle. You know, you'll notice no dimples on the top, and I'll explain why in a minute. But we think the driver has a very premium look to it. And also a very good sound. It's by far our best sounding driver that we've ever produced. And there was a lot of engineering, modal analysis that went into creating that sound. We've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and really is by far our best sounding driver ever. Multi-material design. It utilizes several materials: titanium, carbon fiber, even aluminum, a steel swing weight screw. So basically, it's the combination of these materials, strategic placement of carbon fiber, that allows us to place the CG towards the heel, creates a nice high left bias, ball flight draw bias. But those lightweight materials, carbon fiber and aluminum, they represent about 34% of the volume, but only 16% of the total mass. So we call this driver maximum distance engineered. It really is taking everything we've learned in previous years of driver development, combining that with a lot of engineering analysis, creating a driver that's a very powerful, great sounding and very long distance driver.
You talk about sound. That's something that, I mean, it doesn't really affect the flight of the golf ball or anything, but acoustics are something that people play into quite a bit, because if the sound doesn't sound right, they might not think that it's going very far or if it's too loud or what have you. That's something you guys pay considerable attention to as well.
Oh, certainly more so in recent years, we've learned a lot about sound. And to your point, people equate sound with power. And also, sound translates to feel as well. So if the driver doesn't sound right, you know, it doesn't feel good necessarily. You know, it's a whole process of tuning the product and performance. We've done a lot of FEA analysis, finite element analysis on the computer, and we've actually gotten to the point now where we can model the product in the computer and predict the way it's going to sound before we even build a prototype. So with this driver, as I said, we've learned a lot over the past couple of years, and I think golfers are going to be pleasantly surprised when they hear the way this driver sounds and performs.
Tom, you talked about something missing from the top of the club. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, the first thing a Cobra consumer will notice is the lack of dimples. And that feeds right into the overall performance of the driver and specifically the sound. We found that the dimples were a distinctive look for Cobra, but quite honestly, they were somewhat polarizing. Some people either really liked them and some people didn't like them. But more importantly, what we found is through our modal analysis that those dimples were actually hurting us from a sound standpoint. So by removing the dimples, we were able to create a much more pleasing sound in the driver.
Tom Priest joining us from Cobra Golf. Tom, what type of player is going to look to play this club? Who's the best fit for this?
Well, it's really all golfers. You know, one other feature and benefit that I'll mention is the adjustable flight technology. And so what we have is a sort of a different approach to adjustability than our competitors. We have a much simpler approach. So the driver is shipped in what we call the neutral position, very square face angle. If the ball flight's not quite right for the golfer, it's a very simple adjustment to either put it in the closed position, and by closed I'm talking about the face angle or the way the face appears at address. So either put it in the closed position or the open position. So it's a very simple adjustment, three settings, it's a 3-degree face angle swing, and a golfer can adjust the driver to their eye and also therefore getting their longest, straightest drive depending upon their optimum face angle setting. So it's kind of an extra step in the fitting process, if you will. But to answer your question, we found in our testing and so far that it really appeals to all golfers. The driver tested particularly well against the competition at slightly slower club head speeds, say 85 to 100 miles an hour, which actually, you know, encompasses a wide range of players. But we actually have found that the driver has been very well accepted by our tour staff, and it's been put in play on tour by several of them. So that bodes well for high club head speeds as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the tour real quick. Is there any way you can mention who's playing it out there now?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Ogilvy has been playing it for quite some time now. Jason Gore has put the product in play. J.B. Holmes is playing the product. And then we just learned this week that Ian Poulter put the product in play at the Barclays in Singapore. And I checked about an hour ago. He was leading the tournament. So.
What's their feedback been on the product?
It's been phenomenal. Quite honestly, it surprised us a little bit. We knew the driver performed very well, but typically tour players you know, have stuck with, you know, I'll say all titanium designs, if you will, but all of our tour players have given us very good response to this driver. It's an unusual design, and it's performing extremely well.
You mentioned one short knocker, J.B. Holmes, so if he's using it, obviously it's a good product. That guy's a little bit long off the tee.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, as I say, it performed exceptionally well in our testing at slower club head speeds, but it seems to be doing pretty well at the high club head speeds as well.
Well, good deal. That's awesome. You got another new product that's out there now as well, shifting gears just a little bit. But can you tell us a little bit about the new S2 irons?
Absolutely. I guess technically you would say they replace our S9 irons, which were really very much a game improvement design or very forgiving product. But what we see is this really represents a new type of design for us. It's a very, very forgiving product, multi-materials. It's got our patented polymer top line. But it's in a shape and package that we're finding appeals to a much wider range of players, the avid player, the good player, as well as the player seeking a lot of forgiveness. Got a low center of gravity, very high moment of inertia because of the combination of materials. So it ends up being a very forgiving product, very forgiving on off-center hits. But it's in a package that less offset than the previous S9 iron, a little narrower sole. So it's a package, an iron that really is appealing to a wide range of players.
Tom Priest joining us from Cobra Golf. Tom, a question I see, I would say, Kenny, what do you think, once or twice a week on our Facebook page or on the Ask Kenny's, or customers asking about irons and the new groove rules and do they conform and all this. Can you talk a little bit about how that plays into this?
Yes, this iron conforms to the new rule, as do all of our current inline irons. So we went ahead and made that switch, just so that we'd be in compliance with the new groove rule.
Hey, real quick, what if you're looking at a competitive iron, what would they most likely compare to?
Like I said, it's a pretty unusual iron because it's appealed to a wide range of players. But really, the other cavity back designs, the Callaway X22, the new product from Ping, both probably the G15 and the I15 for that matter.
Iron,
I really recommend that golfers go out and demo it. It's got incredible feel. We've also been able to strengthen the lofts a little bit, but even though the CG is low and back, you get a nice high playable trajectory. So for the golfer seeking some added forgiveness, a great looking product, and a little more distance, and in some cases significantly more distance compared to the competitive set, It's an iron that I really recommend you go demo and try.
Yeah, that's something we stress to the listener, the consumer all the time. I mean, you can't just look at a product and say that that's the product for you until you get it in your hands and test it and see how it works for you. I mean, it's worth taking the time to go do that. I mean, it's not something that's going to take you 30, 45 minutes to go demo a set of irons and see if they're going to work for you. I tell you what, aesthetically, they're beautiful looking irons.
Thank you.
Hey, and staying with the S2 iron, you know, the real good player that might be looking for something that has a lot more workability to it, is there a product in that line that's going to be something that he's going to be interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. We also launched just recently the S2 forged iron. And although our target audience is not necessarily the single-digit handicapper or the better player looking for a lot of workability by a stretch, we were working on this product, and we found it to be very unusual, and we really thought it filled an interesting niche. And it's a very forgiving product. It also has a center of gravity and a moment of inertia that, relative to other forged products, respectively, is very low and very large, if you will. So a very high moment of inertia. We've seen 12 to 15% higher moment of inertia relative to other forged product on the marketplace, other forged blades. So the S2 forged product, we found, is been a very good product for players that are good players looking for maybe a little more forgiveness in a forged product, or importantly, aspiring players that really want to play a forged product. They really like the feel and the look of a forged product, but they really need a little more forgiveness and a little more distance, for that matter. This iron also has stronger lofts, so relative to other forged blades on the market, good or aspiring players are going to find that this product feels great, is very forgiving, and also produces longer distance, just like the S2 iron.
Given the USGA limitations, something we, you know, just every time we talk to engineers, research and development people, I'm just amazed with the limitations that they're given by the USGA. How does Cobra continue to improve its products?
Well, it does get tougher and tougher, I'll tell you that, but we still think there is definitely room to innovate and room to improve performance. With the limitations the USGA places upon, ball speed coming off the face, our driver, like many drivers out there, performs very well on center hit contact. You know, all drivers are fairly similar, to be quite honest, but where we excel is with what we call our hotter 9-point technology. So what we try to do is engineer a product that's very forgiving, has a very hot face, not just in the center, but all around the perimeter. So we try to spread that sweet spot out. And that's really the engineering challenge now, is to make the driver as consistently long as possible on off-center hits. And that's where I believe we really win versus the competition, and where we have in the past through our hotter 9-point technology. We talk a lot about it in our advertising, but it really is, anywhere on that driver on the face, you're going to get consistently long drives. And, we continue to try to innovate despite those USGA limitations through a lot of extensive engineering analysis, different materials, trying to make that face as thin as possible with still create high ball speed.
Yeah, just it's amazing. I mean, when you look at the rules that are in place with, core restrictions, moment of inertia, everything that's in play, whether it's drivers, whether it's iron shafts, you name it, and year after year, you guys continue to produce products that are phenomenal and not just great to play, but great to look at as well. So kudos to you guys and your team.
Thank you.
Tom, talk about your Acushnet family, per se. You have yourselves and you have Titleist and then FootJoy as well. Do you guys cross-design, or are you strictly Cobra? Do you cross-design things when you're designing product?
Well, as you mentioned, it is one company with separate brands, so it's nice to have the resources that a company like that can provide to us. But what's probably a little-known fact is we actually do have separate R&D departments, completely separate for both Titleist and Cobra. So they're in a completely separate area from us. And there's a reason for that, is because we're designing different types of products for different types of consumers. You know, Titleist is very much about the better player, and Cobra is very much about creating very forgiving products, for the 6-plus handicapper up into the mid to high handicap range. And those different types of design requirements require different ways of thinking, different materials, different processes. So we keep our research and design departments separate on purpose. And it's kind of interesting because we do take different approaches to club design, and we do that on purpose to kind of optimize performance for a given player type.
I guess it helps having the number one ball in golf and the number one footwear in golf as a brother sister of yours, doesn't it?
It doesn't hurt. I won't lie, it doesn't hurt.
Tom Priest, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, before we close, the new driver, the ZL driver, is there any chance we could get one of those to give away to a lucky listener?
Absolutely. We'd be happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that. It'll definitely spike some enthusiasm, I'm sure.
Yeah, Tom, thanks so much for joining us. And as we close into the holidays, hope everyone with you and Acushnet has a happy Thanksgiving and wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, very much.
Same to you, Edwin Watts. Thank you.
Well, that was great again, Kenny. And once again, our partners come through, another club to register to win. Why don't you tell maybe some of the new listeners don't know how to do that, how to register to win that Cobra driver.
Yeah, it's simple. Just go to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, and on the homepage on the left-hand side, you'll see what we call an e-spot. It says Golf Better. Just click on that, and you'll land on the landing page for the Golf Better podcast show, and you can listen to any of the past episodes that we've done as well. But there's a register to win button on there. Just submit the required information that we require from you. Your name will be submitted in for a drawing to win what I consider this is an awesome driver. So, and aesthetically, you guys, you know, want to see this thing, get on our website as well. It's a phenomenal looking product. And there's also on that page is the Ask Kenny button. Please hit that button, submit some questions to me. I love to get those and give feedback to everybody out there. To me, that's a real exciting part of my job as well.
Yeah, and before we get off that page, there's also a little orange icon where you can click on and receive the automatic feed subscribing to the Golf Better podcast series on iTunes. So you don't have to go back to our page and search. An episode's going to load as soon as it becomes available.
Yeah, when it becomes available, it'll dump into your iTunes account, and it'll be right there ready for you the next time you plug your phone or your iPod up, so you don't have to worry about that.
Couple other ways to follow us too. Edwin Watts Golf is now in the social networking side of it. Has been for a while, but getting bigger and bigger on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, and we're looking for your help to grow that. I mean, this is a way that we communicate with our fans on those pages, and sometimes there's a lot of specials that we're announcing before they're available to everybody else out there. So, you know, simply click on the Facebook icon or the Twitter icon and join us as a fan. We'd love to have you.
And Thursdays and Saturdays is the special of the day. From the tent sale, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Every Thursday and every Saturday, if you go to our tent sale section on our website, there'll be a pop-up there with a special of the day. We're trying to, you know, throw some good deals out there to everybody, so check those out as well.
Well, Kenny, thanks so much for sitting in, and our special thanks to Tom Priest at Cobra Golf for spending some time with us. That was a big thrill.
Every time you talk to these guys, it's great. You learn something new. I mean, knowing that Cobra and Titleist are two separate R&D departments, they all design their own products. They're separate from one another. A lot of people might not know that, but two, without a doubt, great brands out there.
And to our faithful listeners, you out there, thanks so much for joining us again. Check back with us in a couple weeks when we'll have another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everybody.